Blog Talk Radio.
Hi, everyone. This is Carly with Daytime After Dark on the Blog Talk Network. And today I am so excited. I'm always excited when we get an interview. The cast of General Hospital and the little kids, and today we are interviewing O'Neill Monahan. Oh my gosh, this kid is going places. He's been on so many great shows, and he plays Rocco Falconeri on General Hospital, the cutest little kid. And he's been in Kill La, Summer Camp Island, The Mean Kimbo Show, and Days of Our Life. I'm going to bring him on right now.
Hey!
Hi!
Hey, nice to meet you. Thanks for having me on.
Yeah, this is Carly. Oh my gosh. I'm a big, big fan of yours. Oh my gosh. You...
Oh,
so amazing. Whatever you do, you're a really good actor.
And thank you so much. I appreciate it.
Yeah, and so we will get to General Hospital. I promise you that. But so you've been on other things like Code Black and... You've been on so much. I mean, your resume, O'Neill, is like a grown-up's resume. When I look at how many TV shows you have done and movies, it's just really, I think it's great because, I mean, you just, how old are you, if you don't mind me asking?
I'm 10 years old.
Okay, I'm sorry, you act so more grown up than 10, which is a great thing. Just, you don't want to, age too fast. And what was it like being in the Jimmy Kimmel live TV show when you were on there? How was that?
It's a great experience. Everybody is so kind, and right when you walk in, you just feel all the love of everybody. It's a great time being there.
Well, yeah, I mean, that is like a really big deal for a kid your age to be on Jimmy Kimmel Live. I mean, that is awesome. And, I just want to say again, you are incredible on there. And also, you're welcome. Also, you have let us in, and that's in a post-production right now. So, what was that movie TV show, what is that about? Oh, can you not talk about it?
I can talk about it. It's a movie. I just did ADR for it, actually, last week. So it should hopefully come out in July, around that.
Or August,
yeah.
Oh, that's cool. I cannot wait for it because whatever you're in, I end up watching, and, okay, I hope I'm getting you right, but are you the kid in the State Farm commercial?
Yes.
You have some commercial out there, and I don't remember the name, but whenever I see you, I'm like, that's my little Rocco.
I think it was the Farmers commercial. It was yes. The one with the kid in the truck. Yeah.
Yes, it's hilarious. And you did a great job with that.
Thank you.
Yeah, you did. I mean, doing a commercial is probably different than doing a TV show or a movie. And,
yeah.
You know, I think it's really, you know, cool that, you know, you can do commercials, you can do TV, you can do movies. I think that's incredible. And you were also on Days of Our Life, too.
Yeah.
So how was that experience?
That was pretty cool. Days of Our Lives was actually one of my first roles I've ever done acting, and I didn't have much experience, so there's a dramatic scene, and I didn't want to look sad, so I acted happy, and this is when I had literally no experience. And now looking back, it was a great time, too, and looking back to that, I'm just like, wow. I was like 4 years old, and I don't know how I did not know how to act. It's so
well. I thought you were incredible on Days. So what made you still want to act? You're so young, and it says you've been acting since you were 4 years old. So what made you decide I want to become an actor, which I think is awesome.
So I actually did a YouTube video for one of my dad's friends named Coffee Koala, and and their friends were like, yeah, hey, we were gonna shoot a video of basically a coffee koala, and we're just gonna let a koala, run around in an office and just film that. But then it turned out that just to rent a koala for like 3 hours is like 10 grand. So we're going to look for an adorable child, and your kid is pretty adorable. Is it okay if we can put him in a koala costume and just film him doing office and funny stuff? And my dad was like, yeah, sure. And then after that came out, I was like,
yeah,
oh, I want to do more acting like I've seen on TV. And my dad was like, okay, we'll see. And then my mom was finally like, will you just get him a dang manager so he can actually be a actor and fulfill his dream? And my dad was like, okay. And then that's where everything started to go and started.
Oh, my God. That is amazing. And also, so you were on Fox NFL Sunday. Were you working on that, too? Because they had you in the little, you know, online. NFL Sunday Fox TV. So how is that? I mean, I'm a big football fan. I hope we get football back because I really miss it. And, you know, things are crazy right now. So, you know, but I think you are going places because you are one of the most talented kids, and General Hospital has a knack for giving you kids. You guys should just be called grown-ups because you are so much great. You're still good, like, with the adults, so I don't look as you're like a little kid when you're acting because the way you play your scenes, especially when you play Rocco, and the moment that Dante left and Peter came over to babysit you and you really didn't want to talk, you were really upset, and then you go crawl under the kitchen table which is a very good hiding place, by the way. And you guys, it was such a great scene for you guys. And then when Maxine LaRue came home, you guys fell asleep. So I just thought that was really good. And how is it working with Emmy Lou, your mom, on the show?
Oh, Em, she is one of the most, she's one of the nicest people I have ever met. She, every time I go there for, like, rehearsal, and I'm always a little bit shy because every day there's a new person there, and they're always doing rehearsal. And then Em is like, hey, how are you? And then brings and meets me, and she just makes me feel like I'm at home, and she's just a really kind person.
Yeah, and how is Dante, your father, Dominic, how is he on, you know, because he seems really cool, too.
Yeah, he was a great guy. He was always, like, super kind. There was one time, it was his birthday, and we gave him a surprise birthday, and that was actually my first time there. His birthday was my first time there. And we threw him a surprise, and I didn't know what was going on. And then when the surprise birthday came, he's like, oh, thank you so much. And he gave me a big hug. It was an incredible time. He is one of the nicest guys.
Well, one of my favorite moments that year it was the Thanksgiving episode, I believe. And you know, your parents were getting married again, and you wanted the cake. And, well, you kind of sneaked the cake before everyone else did, and you kind of left the evidence on your face. So I thought that was funny, and then when the cake and everything went flying because of Maxie, it was just incredible. I just think you can have those moments on, you know, in daytime, and you are so good in those moments. I mean, you are so good acting the way you do. I mean, I love Rocco. You know, Rocco's one of my favorite characters, you know, because you are so cute, you are so amazing, and you know what you're doing. And before I let my co-host on, I just want to ask you, so you've been at the stay-at-home order for like 3 months, and you had to do online schooling and all of that. And, you know, have you gotten bored yet? Have you gotten bored because you cannot go play with your friends or do anything like that?
Yes, I've been very bored, but it's actually been kind of fun, too, because my school just ended. I'm going into the fifth grade, and it is hard. It's definitely hard with all the stay-at-home orders. And it's just, my parents are being comforting and helping me. And we actually made a new YouTube channel called The O Show.
And, oh, awesome!
We had, if you know Epic Rap Battles of History, we had Epic Lloyd on the show. So go check that out. It's a pretty cool show.
Well, yeah, I mean, the only thing wrong about, you know, the stay-at-home order, I've been home since February 28th. I mean, I've been out a little, but I've been in my apartment. And for my nieces and nephew, who's your age, you guys are probably sick of it because, you know, you want to go out and play, and everything?
Yeah. It definitely has been hard because usually in the summertime I would be going out with my friends and playing baseball and we'd be doing All-Stars and it'd be really fun, but since the stay-at-home order, it's been a little challenging to play all those sports.
And you were playing baseball on Zeno Hospital, and you were good. And do you like it when you finally get seen with the other kids? Because usually they don't have all your kids together at once in a scene. I mean, you and your sister saw it. You tried to save her life because she jumped in the lake or whatever, and it wasn't your fault. You had nothing to do with that. It was her doing that, so it was completely not your fault. But do you like working with the other kids, like Danny, Scout, all those, in your age group? That's what I meant to say.
Yeah. All of those kids are really fun. Every kid I meet on General Hospital is just they're all super kind, and we usually always hang out in the green room. We play little mini games, and yeah.
Well, I think that is really cool, and I'm going to bring my co-host on because they want to ask you a couple of questions. And David, you're on.
Hi, Odell. How you doing?
Hey, good. How are you?
I'm doing good. You do a great job playing Rocco. You really do.
Thank you.
What was it like working on Code Black?
It was really fun. Everybody there was really nice. They were always being, checking up on us to see if we were okay, if we wanted anything. The hospital set was really cool. It literally looked like I was in a hospital. And my favorite part about being there was probably having my own prosthetic, because when they did the chest stuff in the surgery, I was wearing a prosthetic.
Yeah.
It was really cool.
Awesome. Yeah. It was great, yeah. When you're not working, what do you like doing when you're not working?
I really like hanging out with guests because they're always super kind, and I never usually run into people that are super mean and not great people. I always run into the kindest people there are. Whenever I ask them if we could do something, they're always like, "Yeah, no problem." Everybody is just that I meet is just the kindest person, and I'm very lucky to be with them.
Wow. Is it hard to know a script? The script over is the script in heart. You have that dial out. The heart.
I'm sorry, can you say that again?
The heart and all the dialogue on Jurassic, the heart. Writing all the pages and the scripts. The heart. Did it take long to learn?
Were you asking him his favorite storyline?
I said, the heart during the script, everything during the script, that's all, script, the heart. Script, nine, do you how you learn your lines, the heart, learn your lines.
Rocco?
Okay, David, did you have any more questions, though? I'm going to take it to Bobby.
No, I don't.
Okay, I will put you on hold. Hey, Bobby.
Hey, Carly. Hey, O'Neill.
Hey.
Hey, how are you doing today?
Good, you?
I'm doing fine. You was on dates for a while when you was young. I was kind of thinking when I was hearing Carly interview you and she brought up the fact that you was on dates, I thought you got to be too young to play Tate. So unless it was the role of Parker, then you were too young to play Tate because that's the only other kid I knew that was close to your age group at the time other than Joey, but before he became a teen. So who did you actually play on dates?
I was on a flashback in Days of Our Lives. It was a flashback to when the mom had died. I was supposed to be sad, but I didn't want to be showing my emotions because I, at the time, I didn't really like being sad, so I just was happy.
Right. And I recently wrote to Scarlett to and I'm sure that when you all get back to work, she'll get the letter as far as how she's been keeping busy with everything that's been going on with the shutdown and school out glad that you're keeping yourself busy. It's just that I just wish that that when it comes to these flashbacks, I can just see maybe the most recent ones than shows from 10 years ago prior to you coming onto the show.
Thank you.
I mean you're great on there, but it would be great to maybe see maybe. One week, maybe to see maybe you on there, maybe especially if they do a Lulu and Deontay throughout the years thing, like they did with Sonny and Carly a few weeks back, or what they're doing right now with Sonny and Carentals. So it would be really nice to just see something. You telling me, Ryan, next time you see her, that if you see her when this whole thing come back, that probably more likely I will not see her in Raleigh in October because it's likely that the FanFest event in Raleigh will be canceled. So unfortunately, I will not be able to make it because even if it was, I was not going to take no chances out there. But you take care, and you have yourself a great afternoon or evening, depending on where you are.
Maybe
next year.
Yeah, okay,
you're right.
Bobby.
You're right. Anyway, you
okay,
have
Bobby,
one,
I will put you on hold.
Okay.
And Megan, you're next.
Hi. I'm so happy you joined us today.
Oh, thank you for having me.
It was really great. I have a personal note, though. I was thrilled when you were named Rocco. That was my Uncle Rocco's name.
that's hilarious. That's really cool.
Yeah. It is, because when they came up with the name, though, I go, yes. Do they ever call you Rocky or just Rocco?
They sometimes call me Rocky sometimes.
Rocky?
Sometimes,
mm-hmm.
Yeah, they sometimes call me, but mostly Rocco, yeah. They usually
that's
me.
Rocco? Yeah, because I was thinking with Cameron and with Avery and the other one, you know, what you guys do. You call one another by your stage name, I mean the acting name, or your real name when you ask the other? When you're writing lines.
They usually use my normal name,
mm-hmm.
or O'Neill.
But
on set, they always use Rocco.
Mm-hmm. I was wondering if you guys got together to run lines, and yeah, if you were in character when you were running lines.
I was in character.
In character. Have you got to see Donna yet, your little cousin?
Yes, you haven't seen. Rocco hasn't seen his cousin because Grandpa Sonny has a new baby. Did you know that?
Yes, I did.
Okay. Well, we ended up making so because we both are Sonny fans. We love Sonny. We love that you are his grandkid. We love that. And
he's a great guy. Every time I meet him, he's a great guy.
And I know Maggie wants to ask a question about that.
When you see him next, would you please give him my love?
Yes, no problem.
Thank you. I think he knows.
I want to know, how is it working with Manish Bernard and Lisa Cicero, Olivia, and Wally Cruz, you know, Ned, and how is it working with all those people, and Laura White?
All of them are, they're all really nice. Every time I usually come out of my waiting room or out of the dressing room, I always run into them and they're like, hey, get here, come give me a hug. And every time I'm there, they're always just like Lulu or just like Em. They're always so comforting and they're like, hey, welcome.
Wow.
Yeah, they're just so nice.
Well, to me, myself, well, especially in General Hospital, to me, that's part of my family. And it seems like a really family-oriented working conditions are, you know, where you're at. You know, it's a little frank. I mean, you're lost.
We're all like one big family. Like, if one person falls down, we all go back down to help them, and then we keep going up.
Yeah, because we love it when you get to work with Manish Bernard, your grandfather, and when you were in the Christmas episode with Santa Claus, and you got your hot chocolate, and your granddad was, you know, holding it for you, and then Michael said, I'm not used to you being called Grandpa. And I just thought it was so funny, and I think you and Mo have a great chemistry when you guys work together, when you found out your dad was leaving, and he was trying to have you play the video game, and you really didn't want to do it, but you guys played a little, but he made you feel better, and you said something that I thought was so great, that you said, if you saw my dad before he left, he would have stayed. And Sonny said, no, he's trying to get better for, you know, to be a better husband and a better father to you and Charlotte. So I think you guys have a really good chemistry. And I think, and Maggie will agree with me, you don't know, I mean, you're 10 years old, but you are a legendary character because you have the Christmas side in you. So, and you have the fascinate. So, for you, and, you know, you kind of have the quarter means, too, because, you know, Olivia is married to Ned, and that was my question. When Ned and Olivia got married, and I think you were walking down the aisle. Yeah, I know
yes.
you were at the wedding, right?
Yes.
You were the
Was it a long day? Was it like a really long day?
It was not really. It was around an hour to an hour and a half. It wasn't it was a pretty big scene, but it wasn't super big on my part. Everybody was like super professional, and they were really good at it.
Well, the question David was trying to ask you was, is it hard to learn your lines, and how do you do it when you're on Zenner Hospital or any TV show? How do you remember all those lines?
So basically I read through them and then read through them again, and I just keep reading through them. And then right before we do something called a speed through with my dad, and basically that is it helps me remember my lines. So it's bang bang
Ooh.
Bang, and basically my dad says his lines really fast, and then I say, and then it goes back and forth really fast, and that
Ooh.
Helps me remember my lines for when we're shooting it.
Wonderful. I'm so glad your daddy helps with it. I mean, your dad helps you with it.
Yeah. I mean, yeah. I mean, and by the way, tell your dad, he's so cool. I've, you know, been emailing him to get, you know, on the show. Your dad's amazing, and your mom, but your dad, I think, one's your Twitter account. But I just think your parents are so amazing because I wanted to book this interview so bad with you. And we would love it if you come back when you have something else to promote, because we want to help you. You know, we want to help you guys in being able to, when you do other projects, we want to get the word out to people that you are in a new movie or in a new commercial, and would you like to come back?
Oh yeah, of course.
Oh yeah, cool.
Oh, cool. And last question: so, what is your favorite movie?
My favorite I've ever watched or I've ever done.
Did you watch?
Watched. Oh, okay. Sorry. My favorite movie I have ever watched.
Lost. Yeah.
Was probably Jojo Rabbit.
Really? It's one of my favorites.
Oh my god, you cracked me up. Oh my god, you are so. You are. I love you. You're just so real, and you know, I think if they ever did a Home Alone
Definitely.
Number 4 or 5, you could be the kid.
Thank you so
Kevin.
Much. I appreciate that.
I mean,
thank you,
know,
Kevin. Definitely.
You kind of fit the image, and you are really good, and. So before we go, just please stay safe.
Mm-hmm.
In California, please, you know, be careful. It's a really crazy time. You know, I just want you to stay safe because it's
Thank
really
you
crazy.
Mm-hmm. Thank you so much. You too.
Mm-hmm.
And tell your dad whenever you have a new project, we can get you back on the show.
Yeah, thank you.
I'm going to check out the YouTube.
Have a great day. Thank you, O'Neill.
Thank you.
Thank you very much. Thank you. Oh, sweetheart.
I know.
I'm going to ask him, I forgot, it's about Leo. Ned and not Ned, Julian and Olivia's son, Leo.
Leo, yeah, okay.
Yeah.
Bobby and David, you both on Leo. Okay, so let me clarify something. So with Rocco, with being Donna's, that's his niece, right? Am I? Oh, I'm. Because David thinks that's his sister, but that isn't.
Isn't she his aunt?
Well,
Sonny
I think
is his father.
So because
Sonny is his father, and that would be his sister, half sister. He really.
Half sister. I'm saying half sister.
He's his father. Sonny is his father. Be his half sister. Really, think about it.
Well,
Don't take your name, Sonny, your father's son.
My familiar brain is, I don't know where it's at today. It was
very interview.
Yeah.
Well,
what do you think, Bobby?
The interview was great. The interview was great.
Adorable.
But I do want to ask Maggie if she's been watching General Hospital all this week and going next week for because of the best of Sonny.
Well, I'll do you one better. I watch it live and then I rewatch it at night. It's my Sonny.
Yeah.
And she's not kidding.
Yeah, because some of those some of the GH episodes that they were doing last week, those are ones we've seen on Soap Network 15 times in one day when it was still on. Because I was wondering why Kim is dating Sonny, or why Leon on Bowling Review for dating some girl named Georgie behind Hope's back. And so I realized those actors that it was throwbacks.
Throwbacks, right. And then today's Mina with the baby. She's holding Avery, I believe.
I
have seen it.
You're still behind. Oh no.
But
I'm on May. I'm on Monday episode. That's Monday episode. We didn't get
that. Yeah.
Monday.
I haven't watched it yet because our governor was on today.
Aren't they always
talking about talking about the situation if it's safe to open up schools again or not? Because I wonder about our governor because right now the way we're going right now we're not moving anywhere faster. We're stuck in the same pattern with the virus going up every day. That's making the northern cities, New York, Chicago, New York, Boston, and Philadelphia look good, and they have a 14-day quarantine if somebody visits there.
Right.
I wonder how this is going to work out for the Mets and Yankees versus what's going to happen for any opposing teams of the Cubs and White Sox that comes into Chicago this year for the baseball season.
That's what I've been thinking about, just like my GH. I want my GH back, but I want them back when it's safe. I'd rather watch reruns than have anybody get hurt.
Right. I mean, I can understand very well if something that was still on the air that this probably would not have been that much of a problem. But the only problem is you can't just have the preemptive for 6 or 7 days, not 6 or 7 weeks, or no matter how long until they get things taken care of. That's what the CBS soaps have because only Bowling Beautiful is back right now, but General Hospital could be back soon, and Young and Restless could be back soon.
Okay, number one, let me clear this up for everyone. Okay, General Hospital is supposed to resume production at the end of middle of July. So that means we will did our first set of maybe what am I saying? We will get our first set of episodes, you know, because they normally just tape 2 weeks in advance, but they will probably be taping so hard when they get back, because after all, it's summer too. This is a very test 22 for everyone, because it's summer and Frank usually gives everyone, you know, time off. During the summer, because he believes in, you know, family believes in, you know, the actors need time with their families. And so I think that you will see that, you know, probably August, the first part of August, I think, you will see General Hospital come back. Bold and Beautiful is already back in production. So I think, you know, for that, it could be earlier than that. And for Young and the Restless, I haven't heard if they are back taping or not.
Right, they could start as early as next week, and they could probably wait a while for Young and Restless. But once they run out of new episodes with days, then they're going to have to come up with some idea. You go back into the vault, because how many people are going to probably get turned away from watching Marlena being possessed versus the various serial killers that have stalked Salem over the years.
The real Vivian is back, and I wish Robin was back. Robin Strasser, did you see who surprised the wedding? The uninvited guest yesterday?
Oh, God.
And Dave?
You
moved
me out of me.
I came up with this sheer coincidence between Lonnie and Eli and Jesse and Angela, all my children. And this is kind of ironic because Lonnie played Jesse and Angela's daughter on the online version of All My Children.
Right.
And see the comparison right there. I mean, I'm not saying Lonnie and Eli and just that Donald Williams and Debbie Morgan to play them, but I'm not saying that because that'd be too much. Keep them the way it is. Don't age them to the point where they end up becoming grandparents.
Well, yes. Okay, I have a little rant before we end this. So before I lose my voice, Maggie, don't you see I'm losing my voice?
Yes, you sound terrible earlier.
Oh, thank you. I love you for that.
You're welcome.
She can say anything and get away with it. Mental note to you boys, if you want something done that I don't want to do, the only one that can talk me into it is Maggie. Why, Maggie?
I try.
Come on, you got me in the place where I didn't want to go. I'm not saying real on the radio, but
right.
You told me
you
I couldn't get
it
off the table.
No, you couldn't.
So just so you know that. And also, I just want to talk about the Emmys really quick. Okay, so this is my rant. Okay. The Emmys were so messed up this year. You know, Eden got robbed. Eden
totally
got robbed. You know,
again.
You know what? They gave a award to a pyromaniac. Really? When Jocelyn was going to lose the Oscar, really, were going to do that. Really, Academy people. Okay. Mm-hmm. And secondly, you know, I really thought Steve was going to win. I really did. What, Maggie and I talked about this before, but
totally.
Maybe.
Yes, totally. Yep. I thought he had it.
Yeah, and I thought Wally had it too.
Right. Definitely.
So, and what I'm about to say is going to suck.
My predictions were right.
What I'm going to say is that is going to suck America, what I'm about to say. Okay. Zendo Hospital is my heart and soul. Everyone knows if they interrupt me or Maggie doing the age, but if Maggie interrupting me, no problem. Anyone else, I kill. But what I'm saying, Zendo Hospital made the mistake of putting for the year the Christmas episode with Finn. That was their mistake. They should have used the Oscar storyline as the real for the category because and for the writing. But what you know, I really wanted, you know, Zeno Hospital to win and get take home the gold. And what I was really surprised is yeah, I was happy for Jason Thompson because he finally gets recognized. It's not like it's, for one, it's like the same old person. You know, once again, and what I'm about to say is going to shock everyone. So, Young and the Restless got it for writing. Young and the Restless got it for the lead drama category. Okay. And usually I will be bissing when I'm Maggie. I will be bissing at the ZH Scott, won't I?
Yes,
no.
Sure. Because of Neil.
I can't. Because the clips were from my husband, Sonia. And the death of Neil Layers was the smartest choice that they went with because they went with emotion. They went with their hosts. And all the other people, Dave's, well, no wheel wasn't great. Zeno Hospital, like I said, both wasn't great. But to do that, thank you, Academy, for that. Because I feel like somehow Kristoff was looking down and saying, okay, I know Carly won Z8, but she will also want me, my storyline, to win.
Definitely.
That was in my head the whole night.
Good day.
And so, the death of my, you know, former husband hit me so hard. And I still can't believe he's gone. And I just think that, I mean, people need to change categories, you know. Let's go back to younger performer, actor and actress. Go back to that. Do not put people who are 10 years old to 25 years old in a category. That is stupid.
Exactly.
Why, maybe?
That is stupid. Totally stupid. Like Rocco, the younger actors, they could have them. And then the next group for the teenager in between. But I think they get cheated because they don't have a younger actor group.
Yeah, and...
my opinion.
I mean, for me, personally, I was... I'm still mad because of Eden, Eden and Michael. You know, she called it Doll, of course. And when Heather came to call me the road, okay, I was wondering why for a while, but there was a silver lining. There was a silver lining in the clouds because, I mean, Mara West did not have to take the Emmy home, and I wouldn't have to hear about it for a year from someone on this panel. And, by the way, she did not give up. She did not give up because her thing, while her wheel was putting herself on fire, really, really, that's really acting? By making, I mean, I'm talking maybe. I'm asking maybe.
That's why they want pyromania clear.
Yeah, yeah, I guess putting yourself on fire is a great way to turn a wheel.
That's a bit.
She did it to herself. She did it to herself. And I wish. I wish. Before they got her fixed, I wish Sunny would have cured her then. I really did. I was making knows I wanted Ava dead. She hasn't paid for the crime. She has not paid for Morgan's death. She has not paid for Connie's death. So, for the love of God, and whenever she says to Sunny, when Avery gets older, are you going to tell her what I did with Morgan?
Damn straight.
And Carson says, absolutely, when she's old enough to understand it. I mean, of course, they would not settle down right now.
No,
but when she's older. And because she misses her brother, for Avery to lose not only her brother, but then lose her sister, Kiki, too.
Mm-hmm.
And
that's for a little girl.
You know, all in the hands of Ava.
Mm-hmm.
All in the hands of Ava's room. You know why? Because Kiki's death was at the hands of Ava's room. Because
okay.
Ryan...
She's a cat man now.
Ryan wanted to... Because Kiki and Ava got in a fight, so his solution was to kill her. You know, somehow because Kiki spoke her mind and she got killed. And I'm sorry, I Ava has blood on her hands, in my opinion, with her daughter's death. Maggie, what did you think?
I do, but one thing, when Sonny, AJ had his hands around Ava's neck, okay? And he was killed. Sonny killed him. Well, technically, it was self-defense. Technically, he was trying to save a woman. But I'm saying on the TV, why the hell did you save her?
Exactly, because the only reason he saved that bitch is because of the hands of what happened with his mom and Deke. That's the reason why we have this bitch alive.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I cannot wait for Deke to come back. And I cannot wait for Sunny to find out with Julian knew all along about I want to say Jenna, but Riley, I just think that there has been so many. I want Sunny and Zeta and go after Julian for both. You lied for 2 years. It wasn't like you knew about it, you know, 4 months ago. No. You know about it on the second night. You are as much as guilty as Brad and Nell, in my opinion. Am I, Maggie?
I say Nell is the biggest one. she is the biggest, because Brad was emotional and she suckered him into the deal. I don't blame Brad. It was sudden disgestion. Okay, Sid. But Julian keeping Brad secret so the son wouldn't find out about it. And then Wonderful has to overhear it and blackmail.
Well,
and
you know,
Mel should be in jail. I want her in jail, and I want her to stay there.
Exactly. And, you know, I just want to say a couple of things before we go. Okay, Trump, okay, I am so sick of people putting Biden down, blaming Biden that he hasn't been tested, blah, blah, blah. Okay, number one, the guy's been really not going out and doing campaign stuff at this time.
I want to bet he was.
What?
I want to bet he already was.
Yeah, and this guy, Biden, people say, oh, you can't understand him. Oh, he's too old to be in this office. Fuck you people. Because you don't know what the heck you're talking about. Trump is trying to get all of us killed. And if you don't think that's true, then you need your head to examine. Because, you know, he doesn't care about us. Washington State has been on our own since January. We have been on our own to figure this shit out. Chicago has been on their own to figure this out, right, Maggie? So what I'm saying, for the love of God, wake up, people who still think the Republican Party is the right party. No. Republican Party is the most corrupt party, and if you smoke in November, vote the heck out of Ms. McConnell, because he needs to go. He definitely needs to go. And I'm saying he needs to go out of office. That's what I mean. I don't want to get treated that someone thinks something else. So just want him out of office. And
I think we're done. I think it's
What?
I think the show's going to go off. I think it's almost an hour.
Oh my God, you want to hear something funny?
Yeah, I was supposed to let you know.
Diva hung up on us.
Yeah, 2 minutes to say goodnight to everyone.
Bobby, are you still here?
Yes, I was just...
we better end it now, but I just want to make an announcement tomorrow.
But I
tomorrow
do
night.
Want to say right quick.
Tomorrow night.
My predictions were right at the Emmys.
Tomorrow night at 5, 7, maybe 10, 8, you know, Eastern. We will have Renee Lawless back. And then we will have Friday morning, Song Canaan at 9 o'clock, my time, and noon at East. So, Bobby, will you be able to make it?
Yes, I will.
Okay. Well,
Bobby had a question.
What?
Bobby needed to say something.
Well, I know.
You know,
okay,
okay,
you guys, we will end this before my voice is bad. But see you guys there tomorrow.
Bobby needed to make a comment. Okay.
Yeah,
very
quickly, I do want to say that at least I got half of my predictions right that I said at the Emmys. I said Heather Thomas was going to win. I thought Tamron Brown was going to win. I thought Brian James was going to win. And I was kind of wrong on the others, but other than that, I thought my prediction was kind of right.
I liked it this way, with them being at home.
I wish
you
could have been with us the other day, Maggie, because it would have been a good position. I know it was kind of a bad timing with it being in the same time slot, but with General Hospital being on about the same time that we were supposed to be on. But I understand. But I guess, like you said, Carly, we should end it here, and we'll be back tomorrow. Right, Carly?
Right.
Yeah.
Thursday.
Yeah. All right.
So we'll say goodnight, everyone, and stay safe.
Have a good night.
Have a good night.
So anything else we need, couple?
No. That's all right.
Okay, everyone.
Have a good night.
Okay, have a good night, you guys.
Okay, bye.
Bye.